The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. The world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he was not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world. The people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light, does not come towards the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, that his works may be clearly seen, as is done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. As we continue these readings during the Easter season, we hear from the Acts of the Apostles. And in the first reading, we see that they're locked up in jail. It seems that all is lost. And as they continue this journey, instead of being locked up in jail, what happens? The angel of the Lord opens the jail, the cell, and the apostles turn to their way of evangelizing and bringing the good news of the gospel to each other and to spread the good news. And it's a metaphor for life that there are going to be moments in our lives where we think things aren't going to change, that things are not going to get better. And in those moments of prayer, how normal it is to feel despair. But yet when we least expect it, God gives us consolation and he opens doors for us literally and figuratively to continue our life journey here on earth. So that it's a reminder to us to not be full of despair, but to trust that the Lord walks with us always, but especially at our most difficult moments. And our gospel is the answer to everything, that Jesus is the light of the world. And to choose not to live in the darkness of what the world offers us, but rather to follow the light of the world to heaven. So do not be discouraged today when obstacles come your way, but trust in our Lord, the light of the world.